Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Real quick, Ted, someone disagrees with you. They say Gremlins is a Christmas movie as Gizmo is the Christmas gift he was given by his dad. Thanks, Dad. The look on Ted's face.
I'm going to show your girlfriend my Gizmo.
The look on Ted's face was kind of like, you know when two boxers are about to square off, but it's the press conference?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that looked like. All right. Today we toast an unidentified 37-year-old man from Cologne, Germany.
Gizmo.
So better late than never, as they say. So at 37, our honoree, he decided to get his driver's license. So he proved his ability to drive when he drove himself to his own driving test. Worse, he parked in front of the guy that was waiting there to give him the test. He explained to responding officers that he drove his unlicensed self to the test because he didn't want to be late. Police, unimpressed by his logic and punctuality, they say that he now faces charges for driving without a license, which would have been points on his license, except he doesn't have one. And also, the person that lent him the vehicle might be in trouble, too.
Damn.
Yeah. You just can't, even if you do, just stop outside of the entrance and switch, you know.
Well, okay.
That's all, man. My buddy Tony drove himself to his driving test. And the only reason I know this, he said, I need you to go with me to my driving test. I'm like, for what? Hold your hand? He's like, nah, man, I'm taking my mom's car up there, but we got to stop outside of the mall. Mondama Mall is where they had it. And then we switched places real quick. I drove in. They saw him get out of the passenger. That's all she wrote.
When I had to get my motorcycle certification, I got a new bike. It was a 125. You know, at that point in time, with that many CCs, you have to have an endorsement on your license, right? How the hell do you think I got over to the east side to take the test?
Did they ask?
Do you think I put my bike on a flatbed truck and drove it over there with a truck I don't have? Or did I put it in the trunk of my car that didn't exist? No. I drove the thing there to take the test.
Sure.
I don't know what else they were expecting me to do.
Get a ride.
Do they not give you a bike if you need one?
I don't know. I didn't check on it, but I know for a fact
they provide you with one. They don't?
No.
That's right, because you have a motorcycle. Is that the same thing?
I mean, did you take your motorcycle over to get your endorsement?
Yeah, but I was in a group of three, and so we did have them in the back of the trailer when we did it.
So you were on.
So you didn't ride your bike over there?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. There's the difference.
I mean, I could go Lake City Way the whole way over top of Woodinville, come all the way back down to the east side, take this test, then drive all the way back home.
So someone were to pull you over, I like what you can say. It's like, I'm not sure your license. Oh, not yet. I'm on my way to get it now.
They already sent me the postcard. Like, we see that you bought a bike that you're not really, certified to drive.
Well, can't you also get, like, basically a learner's permit for two wheels?
Probably, but then can you still do it alone?
Well, who else would you go with? You got somebody riding bitch?
Yeah, you got to ride bitch.
It's called Cupcake.
Cupcake, my bad.
There you go.
Yeah, it's riding bitch on a motorcycle. Scooters, it's Cupcake. Which somehow seems worse.
It really does. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve at Throat Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Hunter. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Hunter, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir, I do.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories. We have The Wonderful World of Drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Well, I am 0-1 for interior decorating, so let's go with what's in the butt, yeah?
All right. All right, here's your story. In this case, it got to his butt naturally because of something that the guy put in his mouth to start with. Doctors were treating a man that was complaining of abdominal pains. They were shocked at what he had in his stomach. The unnamed Egyptian patient admitted to swallowing the object 6 months ago, but didn't seek help as he hoped it would just pass through his body naturally. He'd been too embarrassed to come forward, but the object had become wedged in his stomach, blocking food from passing through properly. Well, stomach pains got so bad that he finally had to seek help, and he was x-rayed by doctors who spotted the object inside of him. The man had to quickly undergo immediate surgery for potentially life-threatening injuries, including intestinal and abdominal infections. The operation took place at something-something University Hospital, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, there's no update on the man's health status, but it is believed that he'll make a full recovery. It's currently unclear why he swallowed the object. The question is, what is the object that he swallowed that got lodged between his gut and his butt? Was it a golf ball, a necklace, a cell phone, or a battery? So golf ball, necklace, cell phone, or battery. He swallowed one of these things 6 months ago, and it's been blocking his butt passage ever since.
I'm going to lean towards batteries, but let's see what the peanut gallery's got.
I think a golf ball would be not the easiest thing to pass in the world, depending on the opening between your stomach and your intestines. I'm not sure, but it is round. And, I mean, it seems like it'd be able to pass through there based on the fact that it's a, you know, it's a cylinder object. It's a ball. So I think he did something stupid.
Because a golf ball would not be stupid.
Well, that part we know.
I think he swallowed a cell phone. I'm going to go cell phone.
Man, I don't know. But he's not smuggling it, right?
No, he wasn't smuggling it. He just inexplicably, voluntarily swallowed this object. Then it got lodged in his ass, and he can't get it out.
I'm with him. I'm going battery.
Battery.
That seems like you're sitting around being stupid with a friend. It's like, watch me swallow this battery.
And Hunter, are you going to stick with battery for a final answer there?
I think I am, yeah.
Okay.
And that is the very question that we posed to you, Hunter. Let's see here. You and D-Tet Smith went with a battery. Afraid it was not a battery. He's not that ridiculous. And then, Miles, you went with the cell phone.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
You are oddly correct.
Weird.
Jesus.
Why would you swallow a cell phone?
That is impressive.
On purpose.
The cell phones are big now.
I don't get it, but yeah.
Okay.
Don't do that, kids.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today, of course, will be the Jimmys.
Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
Mr. Meyers.
Bill Maher.
Mr. Maher.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
Here's my turn, the titles.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.